All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great song right there, Tyler.
So partially.
Glad you know Outkast and Sleepy Brown, baby.
I'm going to get a bad reputation with comments like that. Just because I know who that lady was. I know who the hell Outkast is, man.
You're going to have to stop just referring to Erykah Badu as that lady.
That's it, Erykah Badu.
He didn't have it.
Erykah with a Y.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. She has fun with her name.
Actually changed.
Go check out her children's name. Those are funky.
There's something.
Yeah. I think one of them's name is Seven.
Huh.
The one that she has with Andre, I'm certain his name is Seven.
When Stranger Things, huh?
Well, I mean, I know you went and looked her up a little bit. If you go look at her and Andre and think about that combination of those two, it's a couple of different cats. I'll just say it like that. Coming together and reproduce it. All right. All right. The drive is live and we need all hands on deck because I really wonder. And listen, there's no bad opinions here on this one. Everybody's got a fair opinion
on this one.
there are some bad opinions, but everybody's got one, a fair one on this one. Those of you on the text line, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch. This Steve Smith situation went crazy. I saw it. It had me on for a minute where basically, this young man, by the name of Tony Martinez Aunt Martinez, he went ahead and I guess caught Steve Smith, the wide receiver who, I bet you Steve Smith probably thankful he didn't make the Hall of Fame this year. It'd have been an interesting ceremony with who would be there with him. But Steve Smith, the football player, Carolina Panthers, Baltimore Ravens, you see him on TV a lot, NFL Network. Speaking of Underdog, he has a show with James Palmer on Underdog. Apparently he was caught having an affair with Anthony Martinez's wife. And I'll let you hear Anthony Martinez addressing Steve Smith. Because Anthony Martinez, he went for it, folks. He went all the way for it. He called Steve Smith, recorded the conversation with Steve Smith. We'll let you hear that soon.
Oh, my God!
And apparently, obviously, he had access to all of the messages that those two had, his wife and Steve.
All of them.
And he read them. And listen, I know Clint read them this morning. I know, Tyler, you read them. These are nasty, folks. There's no need to go earmuffs because I'm not even going to try to even unnasty them. They are just nasty as you can get. Anything nasty that you can think of, go a little further. And I mean, they are going back and forth.
It's been a while since I had to edit with this many censor beeps.
Well, that's that thing. I mean, when I'm reading the messages they're sending back, I had to smoke a cigarette after. it was nasty. Now here, now Tyler will play this. Tyler, this is Tony Martinez calling and confronting Steve Smith.
Hey, yo, Steve.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you've been my wife, bro. What you gotta say for yourself?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? I knew she was married. What kind of dumb shit was that? Why are you quiet, man? Be a fucking man. Steve, you ain't a fucking man, bro. All that shit you do on TV, all that shit talking you do to other people, now someone's got you on the phone, you can't even man up.
Tony went for it, didn't he? My man said, all that stuff you talk on TV, now you can't man up. There's a few things I want to hit.
I'm sorry.
What would have Steve would have done to meet Tony's man up qualifications there. Because he asked Steve, and Steve said, I'm sorry, which I believe infuriated Tony more.
I'm sorry.
But I'm just trying to figure out what would have been being a man about, like, what could Steve have done more to satisfy him, as Tony said, being a man? Because I
you're sorry?
Yeah, I don't know what Tony was expecting to get out of Steve in that scenario.
Steve answered it, said sorry, and hung on and let him get his feel out.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't know what else he was supposed to say. Yeah, I did it.
I'll be honest with you. I think Steve. Now, obviously, it's an awful situation to be in, and but I don't know how Steve didn't eventually just say, "Man, what do you want me to say?" Like, I mean, caught red-handed, you got me.
So I got in the face, Craig.
What would you like for me to say?
Maybe that would have done it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else Steve could have said. So, I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Let the conversation breathe a bit and then hang up. I mean, that sounds like, in hindsight, that seems...
Let the conversation breathe a little bit.
I mean, that sounds like the probably the cleanest... route to getting off the phone, I would imagine.
You're sorry?
I don't know what the hell what's Steve supposed to do in that situation.
From the text line, if he knew they were together, boy, that's low down. I think Steve knew.
You're sorry?
I also think she knew.
I hope she did.
Yeah,
amnesia every time she walks out the
I mean, look, this the most powerful thing in the world, boys. Untied and undefeated.
Yeah, girl.
I mean, look, I feel for Ant. I feel for Tony. I really do.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't imagine discovering the evidence. As you said, the text messages. I couldn't imagine. But I'm gonna be honest with you boys. I would be like I don't want to necessarily run into old boy at the gas station or anything, because I'd probably do something that I shouldn't do.
If you were Tony, you'd run into Steve.
If I was Tony and I ran into some old boy that was text messaging like that with my old lady after I caught him, the man in me would have to handle up. Somebody's gonna get their ass whooped, whether it's me or him. Somebody's gonna get whooped. I don't know who it is. I'm not trying to be tough. I'm just telling you, somebody's gonna get whooped.
No way you couldn't confront it and do something without forcing a pop.
Can't see him. Can't see him and not do something I shouldn't do.
I'm sorry.
Now, as I sit there and fume, as I'm finding this, I'm mad at one person only. Every bit of my anger is at one person. I mean, I when you marry a gal, I mean, something attracted you to her immediately. Like, you were attracted physically, mentally, you were attracted. Like, we can't be mad at dudes for being attracted to your old lady. You married a good looking broad. The problem is she let him in. The problem is that gal you married is a real POS, and she let him in. This wasn't no drunken mistake in Nashville.
You're sorry?
Or I guess I should say Charlotte, considering where, or maybe I should say Baltimore, because it all happened in Baltimore, right?
I'd imagine it's probably happening.
This is over and over and over making a conscious decision,
babe,
to disrespect your old man, the father of your kids. Yeah, that woman is a real, real, real POS.
Here's my other.
I don't know. I don't know that going at Steve is going to make you feel any better about it.
Yeah, I probably would have reached out.
I mean, I just don't know what the end game is, right?
It's probably not the best move. I just want to talk to you. I probably would have reached out to you.
I'm sorry.
I just want to talk to you. I'd like to hear it all, but
Courtney, did you tell him?
The part that gets me is, and I talked to you all both about this before, is if your aunt, and again, he handled it the way he did, are you putting all them nasty ass messages out for everybody to see how nasty?
Hell no.
Because I'm thinking to myself, man, Aunt Dame, man, that's your wife getting down like that? Not to mention, he's ruined his son.
Yeah, that's
it. They got a son.
That's the kicker.
Oh, my God. His son's going to have to deal with. Damn, listen to what your mama say, huh?
If I were single, I mean, if I'm not single, if we didn't have kids,
I wouldn't
do it either way, but I wouldn't have a problem with Aunt doing it if you didn't have kids. Now, you got kids involved, and everybody's going to read that about the kid's mama from now on. Yeah, that's tough.
I'm with Tyler. Said, I don't want them to read that at the behest of, damn, man, your girl was getting down like this.
Yeah, dude, you do not do that.
Hey, and again, I am not going to read these off or even try to even hide any of them. But they are things that you don't want other people to know your Ooh. Lady is talking to some other dude about.
Graphic.
I mean, well, real I nasty.
I don't know. Like, the crazy thing, guys, is like, I don't know what world, like, I in my single life, it was all goes, baby.
Oh, I know it's all goes.
And when she's single, it's all like, but there's certain things that, like, once you get married, like, there ain't no way, shape, or form to even couch that as being cool or acceptable.
Oh, no.
Like, there's nothing like, I don't know, man. That's wild to me. Like, once you get out of that single life and you get out of that Adam Streets, like, there ain't nothing cool about that.
I couldn't have reposted that, Doug. I couldn't have reposted that. And I know you said it earlier. Like he said, you have messed up my life. I'm about to ruin yours. And I'm about to let everybody in the world know.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you.
Steve's happily married with them kids too, was happily married with kids with about five kids
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'm not putting that out there. Yeah. Some people are texting in some of these messages. Yep. That one you just texted in 74. Nah, man. I don't want the world to see. Yeah, man, I don't need Dirty Red, not just you, but I mean my father. Damn, son,
That's what you married?
That's what she said.
Oh, no, hell no.
Rearranging it? That's what you said?
Oh,
man.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just let that be.
I hurt
be,
for Ant,
friend.
Man. I hurt for Ant.
No, I do, and that's why, but for me, and I said it to the fellas in the cross talk, I'm not going to. Like, I see a lot of people getting down on how Anthony's handled it. Again, as I said, I wouldn't handle it. I'd have had the phone number, and when I first found out, like in that first 2 hour period, like I'm probably at a 15, and I got the phone number. I'd probably go.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a sick individual. I'd want to know details.
Oh yeah, I wanted. Oh, I'd be going. Hey, how'd this
go down, man?
I want to know all from him. Look,
she's bad. I try to get at her twice, two, three times a week on the regular, man. I get it, man. You're a man. I get it. How'd this go down?
I want to get a breakdown of it.
She out there cleat chasing, man. How'd this go down?
See if he's okay.
It matters because I'm done with her ass anyway.
Did she get run through? Who else?
Yeah, was the whole team? Was every Baltimore Raven? Is she got a hit list about 20 guys deep in there?
Yeah. Who else was on it? Marshall Yanda.
Boy, that'd be rough. Marshall Yanda. No offense, Big Marsh.
You tell me right now. Did Joe get in there? You tell me right now.
Oh, Big Flacco.
Did Joe Flacco get in? Just tell me right now. What she say?
Ooh, golly, were they passing her around the locker room?
That's who else on that Ravens team would be?
Golly, Ant, I feel for you.
Yeah,
man.
That's a tough one. No, I'm with you. Who else? Was she cleat chasing?
Not that it matters, because I mean, at that point, right, I'm done. I am. It just like, and I'm done. And I'm just, I got zero give a rip.
You tell me right now, was it Hello Dinata?
Did T Suggs get after
it? Yeah, that's it. You tell me right now.
Did Big Suggs get after it?
I swear to God, if Henrique got in there, I got to know. Was it at least Hall of Famers?
If Ray Lewis got in there, let me know. I'm going to leave his name off the list.
I'm just saying, if it was Hall of Famers, I'm good with it. All right?
The showman.
And I've been tied heap. All right, coming up.